Okay, I want to preface this by saying this is just going to be me and nobody else. I need to publish this because I'm genuinely getting angry today and this morning. This is ridiculous. People are getting absolutely fucking stupid, and I'm getting so pissed off with this. It's just going to be me, nothing else. And I genuinely cannot calm down because every time this is it. I've opened this news. I went through the fucking comments. I went through what people were saying. And now it's just bothering me. It's been 3 hours and it's still bothering me that people are just this fucking stupid. Look, Ranieri said we're not going to have many signings because we're financially strapped this summer and the next summer. And maybe 2 years from now, we will be able to get something done on the transfer market. Right now, we're lucky if we get a few reinforcements for which we have money because we're not a poor club. The Friedkins are not broke. Roma is not broke. We are limited with what we can do. And with whatever the FFP deal is, which is basically half published and half is buddy-buddy, hey, I've been to Rome for lunch, talk to them, we kind of made some deals, don't worry about it, not going to put it on paper, going to put it in my private documents by some FFP agent from UEFA. By the way, if you didn't know, Como are not fucking affected by UEFA because they're not in any UEFA competitions. They're playing in Serie A, which does not have FFP. FFP is a UEFA product. Let's move on. Ranieri also lied about Gasperini not being the coach because he said, is Gasperini going to be the next coach? Will you tell us that? He said, no, that's it. Moving on. Whatever. Do you think Ranieri actually fucking lied about Roma having FFP issues and financial issues? Roma is bleeding money on top of being a couple hundred million in debt already. Last year, I'm pretty sure we were like down 50 million or something after having cut the salaries by like 30%, after having stadium sold out immediately, after having a fantastic successful season selling tickets, selling merch, selling players. Just kidding. Anyway, whatever. We got some money from the TV deal. The Roma is somehow still floating but losing money. Whatever. Do you think Ranieri lied about it? No, he didn't. Moving on. Ranieri and Gasperini both said they're not expecting anything. Maybe a couple of players. Ranieri said 4 players. Gasperini said, I'm lucky if I'm going to have any new players. Doesn't matter. What we need to do is we need to use what we have to get better. And then Ranieri said the exact same thing. We brought in Gasperini to do exactly that. It doesn't matter who you give to Gasperini. It does not matter. You give him players that he has, or you give him youth, or you give him new players. Doesn't matter. They're there to fit a fucking system. We do not have that system already. We don't have the system. We are implementing that system. So that is the point of having Gasperini, implementing the system. That is why we don't need to spend any money. All right. Now that we've cleared this up, that we don't need to spend any money, moving on. We do not need Richard Rios. He doesn't change anything for us. Not a single fucking thing. He's overpaid. He's expensive or was expensive. We didn't play by the rules that Brazilian president wanted. Benfica did, because Benfica's president is an actual corrupt piece of shit who's actually like about to become the president of Portugal just to avoid going on trial for the crimes he committed, for tax frauds, for bribery, for whatever the fuck, for like deceits, for lying, for cheating, for scamming. I don't know what he did. There is like, you can Google Benfica president crime. You will find articles. If you can't, switch Google to Portuguese and then you will find those articles. Done. Moving on. Ranieri cannot tell Massara what to do. Massara cannot tell Ranieri what to do. Neither of them can tell Gasperini what to do. They are working together. This summer has not been, oh, Massara is just doing everything by just sitting in the office and Ranieri and Gasperini just helpless. We've handed keys of the club. So I'm done having these conversations. It is ridiculous. Please get it through your thick, stupid fucking skulls that Ranieri is on the same team as Massara and as Gasperini and maybe Ryan Friedkin, and maybe other scouts from the club. They all negotiate, they all talk about the targets, and then they say, hey, we have these targets, and then somebody says, we really should push for this guy, and then they push for that guy. This time it was Gasperini pushing for Sancho. Why? I don't know. Maybe they didn't just find anybody else who was attractive. Maybe Gasperini said, I can do with what I got right now, but if we could get Sancho, that would be holy shit amazing. I want to work with this kid. I get that he's kind of thinking about quitting football. I really like his skill. I've never worked with somebody of his skill. Ademola Lookman could not hold water to Sancho, so I really want Sancho. If you can't get him, fuck it. I don't care. I'll make do with seven left-footed wingers that I have. Whatever. Fine. Are we moving on? Are we moving on? Yes, we are moving on. Gasperini is disappointed. Roma has lost Sancho and other primary targets and has still no certainty about who will arrive in these final hours of a transfer. Fuck you for reading fucking Corriere del fucking Sport. Corriere del Sport has literally been banned two fucking times in the last 10 years from Roma press conferences for making shit up. Why are you trusting journalists and newspapers that make shit up? They do not have Roma access. Why would you on God's green earth trust a newspaper that has no Roma access? What the fuck is wrong with you? Roma fans who read CDS and actually believe them and their news that they haven't copied from somewhere else. CDS has been on point this summer when they've copied something that Biafra said, when they've copied something that Angelo Mangiante said. Holy shit, really? Are we really at the point where we're trusting Corriere dello Sport? What is wrong with you people? Do you know who editor-in-chief of Corriere dello Sport is? Ivan Zazzaroni. You know what his fucking only thing that he's famous for is, to anyone who's not in Italy and following Ivan Zazzaroni's work? That he is Mourinho's mouthpiece. He's literally the guy that publishes stuff. Ah, exclusive story. This player said this to Jose Mourinho and then he was called a traitor. And poor Jose now is considering leaving Roma. Does that sound familiar? And then everyone goes like, oh no, we cannot lose Jose. This guy is actually working against Jose Mourinho. He's working against Roma. He's sabotaging everybody. Does that sound familiar? Because it happened three times with us, with Roma, in 2.5 years that Jose has been with the club. Three times it happened because CDS, that is all they do. That is literally all they fucking do. They make shit up. And Ivan Zazzaroni is the mouthpiece for somebody who actually makes shit up. Jose Mourinho used Roma as a PR stunt. He tried to repair his image and be like, look, we won the Conference League, the third tier competition where all the other teams combined were basically worth as much as Roma. What the fuck are we talking about here? Why would you trust CDS? Corriere dello Sport is the worst possible source of any news regarding Roma. The worst. Dear, don't fucking mention it. If you read something on CDS and then you trust it, you're a literal moron. You have nothing in your head. You're actually brainless. Or maybe you just didn't know. Here we are putting it to knowledge, okay? Now you have no excuse that you don't know. Because if you didn't know, and now you do, now you've been told this, now you're no longer a moron. So you have no excuse going forward. If you read a piece of news about Roma, check who the source is. If the source is Corriere dello Sport, no, you're a moron if you trust it. That's it. Are we done here? Do we understand this? No, we're not going to sign an attacking midfielder, a center forward, who is replacing Dobvik, who was told that he can leave 3 days before the fucking transfer season ends. Who would trust this? Do you think Gasperini is sabotaging himself? He's 16, what, 9 years old or something? Gian Piero Gasperini. 67 years old. He's 67 years old. He just managed Atlanta for 10 years. Do you think he would come to August 28 and say, oh yeah, Dobik, you can leave. Masara, fetch me a center forward. Masara is like, sir, yes, sir. I'm on it. And it just sits like that for the next 8 hours in his office and goes, well, my job here is done. I did my 8 hours today. I'm good. No, if we signed left wing, fine. Great, perfect. If we don't sign a left wing, guess what? We have Dybala that we don't know where he's going to play. We don't know where Dybala is going to play. Guess where he'll fucking play? Left wing. If not, Ferguson is going to play there. Because guess what? Ferguson already plays on the fucking left wing. He receives the ball in our half on the left side. That is what a left wing fucking does. You know what a nine does? Nine does what Dovbik does. He sits in the zone 14, which is literally the opponent's box. He sits in the middle and he occupies that box, so both central defenders have to keep an eye on him. And then if he separates himself, you put in a cross, and then Dovbyk scores, which is something that Roma doesn't do. And I can understand why people are actually confused about Dovbyk being completely useless, because he actually plays like a striker. People who go like, well, yeah, this is not how modern day strikers play. Fine, fantastic, perfect, that's great for you. I'm glad you understand that. Also, if modern strikers don't play like that, then the opponents have two central defenders who actually have, they can do whatever the hell they want. They can literally do whatever the hell they want. They can press up forward as much as they want, and then there is no gap between the defense and the midfield, meaning that our defense, our attack cannot go anywhere because their line is literally standing at center field, and we literally cannot go forward without being offside. Does it make any sense? No? That's why we have Dovbyk, to actually make those defenders sit there and be like, shit, I need to keep an eye on this 6'3", 250-pound muscle fucking cyborg. And then other people on our team can actually run around, do whatever the hell they want, go forward, bump forward, unless you're Connor or Cristante, in which case you just sit in our half and just watch the play develop. Okay. If we sign left wing, fine. If we don't sign left wing, who gives a shit? Literally, who gives a shit? Are we going to sign LB on a loan? Oh no, how terrible, how devastating. Maybe there is just no other... Like, why are we talking about this? There is no left back that we actually like. Fine, Roma's going to get something on somebody on a loan until, I don't know, January maybe? Maybe next season? We will see how it goes. It's not a priority right now. We need to have an actual body that's just going to replace Angelino when he needs to sit down. Which may not even happen this season, because Angelino is a fucking machine. I don't mean sex machine. I mean, like, literally, he's just a machine, right? Are we there yet? Do we get it? Obviously, left wing back and left back is not a priority for this team. We don't care. Bring anybody. Okay, so, considering Massara has completely ruined this team, considering Massara is just... He took a butcher's knife and made his team better... we should all hate Massara and we should all blame Massara for fucking being, I don't know, stupid and sitting in his office and not doing anything. What the fuck are you... What is wrong with you people? What are you talking about? What are these conversations? Oh, Gasperini is now fed up with Massara. Yes, he joined a team that he was told was going to happen by Ranieri, by the Friedkins, before he joined. They told him, hey, you're probably going to have a little bit more money, like way more money. We don't really care if we sell somebody or not. We're going to try to push out some people. That's it. That's the selling point. You can do whatever the hell you want. We cannot bring super expensive people. We can pay players a lot more money. We're not really cash strapped. We have better facilities. We have way more people in the audience. We have better audience. We have better crowd. We have better town. We have better city. We're aiming to get to the Champions League again. You're going to be a local fucking hero for the rest of your life. And after you're dead, because you're old as hell and dirt, you're going to have a statue raised, because if you manage to win a Scudetto, holy shit, you're legendary. Your whole family is going to eat free forever in Rome. Like, your grandchildren are going to eat for free in Rome if you win the Scudetto. If you get us the Champions League, only you're probably going to eat for free in Rome. You know? It's fine. Who cares? Just get us there. Just get us there. We'll give you whatever the hell you need. Here is the situation. That's it. And guess what? We're fine. Ranieri said, before the summer transfer market began, that we are not going to spend too much money on anybody. And if we do, it cannot be a miss. We cannot be making misses with transfers anymore. That's not going to happen. So if we cannot find somebody for left wing back, left back, whatever, who is actually blowing people away, we're not going to buy them. As simple as that. Wesley is a game changer in making. We spent money on Wesley, right? Okay, makes sense? That's why we spent 30 million on Wesley, because he's a game changer in the making. Either he's going to be fantastic Champions League level player, or he's going to be really so just incredibly amazingly good that we are just going to sell him for 100 million and he's going to become a winger or something. I don't know. Maybe not 100 million, but like 50 to PSG or whatever, Real Madrid. Okay, what else? Midfielder. Do we really think, like, do we really need more than four midfielders? Think about it. Why would we need more than four? What's that going to do? We have Pisili, we have Cristante, we have Nila Lainaui, and then we have Kone. That's it. We don't need more than that. If Richard Dias was actually too expensive, people would just be like, hey, by the way, we kind of have four midfielders. We don't need to waste money on this. Do you think it's better than Cristante? Like, yeah, sure, whatever. But like for 30 million, do we really care? No, not really. Oh, no, Benfica spent 30 million plus whatever bonuses plus bought the president of his former club seven cars and gold chains. Who cares? We have Gasperini. He makes world beaters out of nothing. Out of actual nothing. He takes unknown kids and then plugs them into his system, turns them into incredible midfielders who then get sold, go leave to other clubs where they play like shit. While Gasperini is laughing his way to the bank because he had percentage of every single transfer at Atalanta. That's his whole MO. Do we care if we're going to sign somebody quality? No, because it doesn't matter. Their quality might not even come through because we don't care. Because it's Gasperini, because it's Gasperini's system. We don't care what the quality of the players are. We genuinely do not care. And if somebody is playing incredibly amazingly well, do we care if you lose them? No, because they're going to fucking do the same thing next year. Who gives a shit? Give me a fucking break with Massara being the doom of this Roma. Massara ruined his team. Why? It doesn't matter. He's there to bring fresh bodies to Gasperini. That's it. Just don't be dead. That is the whole thing. Gasperini says, I want a player, and if not him, anybody who has a fucking pulse. Jesus fucking Christ. Insane. What are we talking about? Seriously, what the hell are we talking about? Oh no, Roma is going to lose Florentino Luis. Who gives a shit? Do we care? If Roma was actually interested in a midfielder, he would have been here. He actually would have been here. Oh, Roma inquires about Brian Brobby. Who cares? Who actually fucking cares? Nobody cares. Dovbyk is not leaving. Dovbyk is not leaving. Stop fucking believing every single headline that you read, okay? Please. Please. Thank you. Dovbyk is not leaving. That's not going to happen unless Roma gets an insane offer. That is the only thing you can actually believe. That if Roma gets an insane offer, they'll just be like, fuck, yeah, sure, go. We'll replace you with somebody else. That's not going to happen. Nobody's sending any insane offers. Okay? Dear Lord.